So the reason we left South Africa was because the work my father was doing was not being terribly well received by the government of the day. A number of his early works were banned, a number of poems were banned, his first novel was banned, and it was made very clear to him that kind of continued life in South Africa, if he wanted to continue writing, would be made extremely difficult, not just for him, but for the whole family. I was very small at the time. My brother was just born when all of this was becoming very, very serious. Friends of his and of my mother's were being arrested, and so they made the decision with two small children that it was time to get out, and only then would we be safe, and only then would he be free to pursue his writing in whatever form he wanted to do at the time. So I have very personal and long-held experience that art, in its broadest sense, literature in his case, but art generally, and I very often link all of them together, can have a profound effect on things which are on the surface entirely separated. A political system or a point of view can be very quickly and easily linked to something that somebody wants to say or to show in an artistic form. What the role actually is of art, and whether art should be used as that or used for other purposes, I think you can debate as long as you want. There's lots of arguments on all sides. I think what you have to remember is art at least has the power. If you choose to use it in that way, it has the power to reach people and to show them a different point of view, a different perspective, and to make them sit up and take notice in a way that ordinary people saying or believing something doesn't really have the same effect unless there are huge numbers of them involved. But in an artistic form, somehow the message often becomes stronger, it becomes more noticeable, it becomes something that people can look at and say, they may not agree with it, but at least they sit up and take notice. And I think art has that inherent power. You don't have to look very far in any country to find an awful lot of examples of it. You know, my personal little story is just one, but you see it all the time, all sorts of political and social situations, and how artists of all kinds then take those stories, those incidents, those situations, those regimes, and use them in their work to give it attention and to make an alternative statement.